Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Shaq says his kids need to have a bachelor's degree or master's degree before he invests in their ideas. But that's unnecessary in this day and age, and going to college will destroy your ability to think critically. He was one of the early investors in Google and he didn't even have a degree. He's out of touch with the times when it comes to education, but he's red-pilled when it comes to women. Too many MBAs are ruining businesses because educated people have a hard time thinking outside the box. Up next, back in the day when Oprah gave away a new car to everybody in her audience, many of the women were frustrated because they had to pay $6,000 to $7,000 gift taxes. I guess this is the reason you need to have an emergency savings fund. I guess these ladies couldn't take accountability and instead blame the government. But it wasn't a gift tax, it was income tax, like when you pay gambling proceeds. They could have just sold the cars, but they wouldn't because the cars were a status symbol because Oprah personally gave them a vehicle. Number three, you can only convict two of these. Who would you pick? I choose Soros and Clinton. Unfortunately, you know the only one that's going to get convicted here is Diddy if he even makes it to trial. George Soros needs to go away though because he's the one funding most of the woke nonsense over the last 10 to 15 years. With his billions of dollars in profit that he made manipulating currency and stock markets. Or you could just tell Hillary that the rest would be testifying against her, and she would call the self-deletion hotline to place an order for all of them. Moving on, Jeff Bezos started Amazon with $300,000 of his parents' money, and Taylor Griff became a music star when her dad gave her $300,000. You don't have $300,000, so you just need to give up your dreams. Even if most people had that much to work on their dream, they'd either use it as a down payment on the house, complain that it's not $400,000, or do nothing, because that's what most normies do. Bezos and Taylor probably sold their souls as well for success. Number five, here's the difference between substance abuse and liberalism. She doesn't need drugs or alcohol to make her crazy. Imagine how entertaining it's going to be to watch AOC run for president in 2028. If someone ever asks you to define your batshit crazy ex-girlfriend, just show them this picture. If you think this is just a bad and coincidental photo, then show them this one as well. Up next, looks like Justin Trudeau gave up his customary rubber ducky socks and instead is starting to sport high heel pumps. They look surprisingly good on him with his body language to match. Unfortunately for him, he can't steal his wife's wardrobe anymore because she left them. Maybe this one is more accurate though. After he leaves office, I wouldn't be surprised if Justin started his transition. It's about time. If he starts now, he could be Canada's first lady and woman prime minister all rolled up into one. Number seven, here's the difference between your wallet in a relationship and your wallet when you're going your own way. Great, now do the difference between a MGTOW fiat wallet versus a MGTOW Bitcoin wallet. Combining Bitcoin and MGTOW is the ultimate form of sovereignty. There's no way I could have ever achieved a high net worth in only 10 years without both MGTOW and Bitcoin. Moving on, experts in Canada say that not to include your pronouns in your bio, email, or signature are all signs of bigotry. And here are the experts in Canada. They're shaming people to compel their speech. They want everyone to be forced to use unnatural pronouns so they can correct them and put them on the defensive. If someone looks masculine, then I'll use he. And if someone looks feminine, then I'll use she. I won't allow my mind to be reprogrammed by wokies. I guess I'm a bigot, and since shaming language doesn't work on me, I don't care. Number 9, a good example of my use of pronouns is on this one. If I saw the individual on the right, I'd call her she. If you're going to be trans, you've got to commit to it and go all the way. You can't go halfway and then expect people to call you ma'am. This is another example of the incel to trans pipeline. If you try and talk to hot chicks and you fail, then you might just end up trying to become the hot chick yourself. But my conscious mind still sees a dude with boobs. Too bad he can't smash himself. He went from being alone to being forever alone. Up next, is it true if a man touches the dishes or the baby that the woman has failed as a wife? I'd say the woman has failed if the man is the only one that does those things. Whatever happened to equality and shared responsibilities? Oh, that's right. Feminism destroyed them. Besides, once you take care of the house on your own long enough, you realize that you don't need a woman in your life. You don't have to wash the dishes. The dishwasher does it. You don't have to vacuum the floor because the RoboVac does it for you. You don't have to wash your laundry by hand because the washing machine does it. Number 11, this influencer gets the maximum sense for trying to send $60,000 to 10 people, including her online rival and critic. Maybe they should increase it to a life sentence for her nasty armpit hair glued to her forehead or something. It looks like she has a nasty second set of eyebrows. I guess this strong independent woman didn't get the memo that real hitmen only take cash. She's the type that says she doesn't need a man, yet she wanted a man to end others for her. Moving on, once again, we have the Trumpster and Justin Trudeau. Trump says that Justin's mother used to go clubbing with the Rolling Stones, and was associated with Fidel Castro, saying that he was the sexiest man alive and that a lot of people say that Justin is his son. Justin says he isn't his dad, but how does he know? Castro had good hair just like Justin does. Why doesn't Justin just get a DNA test and tell the world the truth and silence the critics? You want to know how to identify a communist? By their socks. Number 13 in North America, thanks to Justin, Vancouver and Toronto are the least affordable cities if you price homes based by income. To qualify for a mortgage, you have to earn $230,000 a year, which is also the point where the Trudeau government thinks that you're rich and tries to tax you at over 50%. The government needs to update the tax bracket to fit with this new reality, but it won't. I guess taxing us to solve climate change comes before everything else, according to Trudeau. Up next, Marvel is reportedly considering Rachel Zegler for a big role in the upcoming X-Men saga. Please don't, because you just know she'll be playing a problematic mutant with the power to annoy everyone around her. So I guess she won't be acting in this role at all. It'll be her. She'll also probably be playing a gender character, an individual that can change into all 1,000 genders that are out there. In the end, she'll be so annoying that the X-Men and Magneto's gang will join up forces to defeat her. Number 15, this Dublin man with a violent propensity has been sentenced for attacking and robbing sex workers. Looks like Paddy here has been a very bad boy, because he was roughing up transgender sex workers. So the judge will have a very hard time trying to figure out a proper punishment for him. When will the headlines read, "Black African migrant beats up a bunch of male prostitutes and drag"? Then again, he can also be a 10th generation Irishman for all I know. Moving on is the difference between what the meaning of life means for philosophers versus biologists. That's why so many men have an existential crisis when they're alone and they get divorced, because the biological meaning of life has been stripped away from them. But to cope with that existential crisis without love, a man has to become a philosopher. After all, Socrates said that if you get a bad wife, or have no wife like in the modern day and age, then you'll become a philosopher. Human nature hasn't changed in thousands of years. Number 17, this woman ended her fiancé with a kitchen knife, as he pleaded to her to stop telling her that he loves her. Poor guy sounds like he was a simp to the bitter end. Also, would you look at that? A woman committing domestic violence too. Women say that's a myth, and yet here you have the evidence that it's real. She was also an Extinction Rebellion activist, and it looks like she was successfully able to reduce his carbon footprint too. Up next, this woman is running a casting call for male talent, as she wants to get smashed by 1,000 men in only 24 hours. Yikes, it looks like she's trying to smash, no pun intended, Lisa Sparks' record. Also, it used to take women many years to hit this number. Now it only takes a day, it seems. She wants men to take pictures holding their IDs to be part of this record-breaking event. In many cases, a photo of you holding her ID is all that's required to open up a bank account. Maybe she's some sort of Nigerian scam operation or something. Number 19 in England, the BBC is now encouraging every girl to learn self-defense in school. Why, you ask? Who are they trying to defend themselves from? Maybe it's from diversity. Then again, that's the most obvious reason. The real reason is probably each other, because have you seen the way that girls fight each other lately? The only thing missing in this ad is some white guy creeping up from behind. I'd be surprised if they didn't demonize white men that way. The BBC looks like it's slipping. Moving on, why is it that so few women realize that the things that attract women to men are not those that attract men to women? Men are attracted to youth and beauty. Women get careers, money, and status, and then expect the best men with the same qualities to flock to them, instead of men going to the 20-year-old McDonald's workers. It's all about solipsism. They can't imagine anything outside their own experience in life. They also drank the woke Kool-Aid and think that men and women are the same minus our wedding tackle. Number 21, a Rochester man is given 180 days in jail for rape, but a pro-Trump memer is given 10 years in prison for trolling Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election. Looks like a famous woman's hurt feelings are more important than the virginity of two girls aged 4 to 9. This is the definition of a two-tier justice system. The meme guy also got off lucky because Hillary Hilton could have called the self-deletion hotline on him as well. Up next is one of the leaders of Black Lives Don't Matter. She claims that capitalism doesn't love black people. Meanwhile, she took $6 million in BLM donations and bought herself a house in Southern California. I'll bet you anything that she probably didn't have to pay any of it back either. People are gullible. It's not only BLM, but 85% of dollars donated to all charities, on average, go to the staff and expenses. You'd be better off helping black people directly. Number 23 looks like Indian student numbers are set to skyrocket by almost 300% by 2030 in Germany, first Canada and Australia, and now Deutschland. They're going there next because tuition is either free or very low cost. I hope Germany gets ready to see housing affordability crash as millions of Indians flood into their country and refuse to leave after they get an education. Even Justin Trudeau isn't welcoming Indians anymore. Looks like Weimar 2.0 is intensifying with the Jeet invasion. Moving on, what the hell happened to men over the last 50 years? They went from riding choppers to riding each other, and then riding a scooter to Chipotle to catch a bite afterwards. I think that soy and low T levels happened. In this case, it also looks like destiny happened to Nick Fuentes if you look closely at the faces on that scooter. Testosterone levels will fall even further with Gen Alpha. The more sedentary screen time you get, the more your T levels crash. Number 25 and the last one, WikiHow had instructions on how to get a girlfriend. Something tells me this won't work unless you actually look like a real male model. Alpha chads will tell betas to just go out and be themselves, bro, and you'll meet a woman. What they don't often realize is that the only reason it works for them is their good looks. But to be honest, besides breeding, what else does she bring to the table? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.